Sarah of Overlook Mountain by Jean E. White. Read for you by Lewis Arlt. Prologue. Overlook Mountain hovers over the little village of Woodstock like a protective mother. Since my youth, I have heard Overlook discussed with reverence and affection for its sheltering presence, its life-giving nature, and its serene beauty. The ancestors began their lives there on the plains, an area across the Sawkill, just down from Echo Lake, and nearly opposite the land today known as Magic Meadow. There they cut wood for the glass factories on the mountain and in Bristol, Shady, and farmed acres on Overlook and Indian Head. Later they found they could provide a comfortable place to stay for travelers and visitors by operating boarding houses on the mountain and down in the village of Woodstock. There were strong women in these generations who lovingly tended and ministered to their families and homes, but whose help was also needed to cut wood, bind shingles, harvest hay, and tackle any of the other farm chores. One of these women was Betsy Booth. In 1826, she married James McDaniel, and they lived and farmed on Overlook Mountain. Betsy became known as an herbal healer, learning from a local Indian doctor, perhaps from the Algonquian speaking group, how to recognize plants and use the bark, leaves, and roots to make healing remedies. Her Indian teacher gave her a recipe to cure consumption, but only after she promised never to reveal the secret. He thought that it would lose its power if it were shared. She kept the secret. During the Civil War, Betsy sent bottles of a syrup for the cure of malaria to her three sons who were serving in the South. In 1846, when the painter Thomas Cole came with a party of 12 men and women to explore Overlook, he encountered a barefoot Betsy, wearing pants, haying in the fields with her husband and sons. She left her scythe and went to greet them. She told them she'd care for their horses while they trekked up the mountain, and gave them directions and other information for scaling the South Peak, Overlook. One of Betsy and James's granddaughters, Sarah, was another beloved and enterprising McDaniel woman. She was my grandmother.